This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett questioned Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Thursday over his decision to place vaccine skeptics on a vaccine advisory committee. Bennett highlighted one member who has made controversial statements about mRNA vaccines causing serious harm and even death among young people.
Are you aware that he said that?
I wasn't aware he said it, but I think I agree with it.
You agree with it? It's not true. It wasn't true when he said it, and it's not true when you said it.
The Vaccine Advisory Committee will vote on recommendations for some standard childhood vaccines. Some Denver police officers are on desk assignments following two police shootings last month. CPR's Haley May explains.
The first happened after 48-year-old Javier Nava Carbajal ran from an alleged domestic violence call in southeast Denver. Body cam video shows him pulling a handgun as police try to detain him. When he refused to drop it, an officer fired, and Carbajal died at the hospital. Police say the gun was a replica loaded with live rounds but incapable of firing. Days later, officers confronted 62-year-old Alan Scott after callers said he was pointing a gun at passing cars east of the Platte River on West Alameda. Video shows Scott raising what was later determined to be a BB gun at officers. They opened fire, leaving him hospitalized but expected to survive. Both cases will head to the Denver DA after investigation. Haley May, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, motorists will find a temporary all-way stop sign at the intersection of Pikes Peak Avenue and Tejon Street starting today. It's part of the $8.6 million Tejon Street revitalization project. Traffic on Tejon between Pikes Peak and Kiowa Street is prohibited through December. Pedestrian access and businesses remain open. This is CPR News and KRCC.